to cut or tax? That is the conundrum state lawmakers are facing in the midst of a multi-billion dollar budget shortfall. There are options on the table, but consensus on a fix remains elusive. As APRN's Josh Edge reports, a recent study looked at how different scenarios would affect Alaska's short-term economy.
They're all going to have negative consequences on the economy.
That's Basin Ghatabi. He's an assistant professor of economics at the Institute of Social and Economic Research.
I don't think that there is any way to avoid that.
He's speaking at the Fiscally Alaskan Summit, hosted by Alaska Common Ground. Ghatabi's study looks at some of the fiscal options available to close Alaska's budget gap and analyzes how each one could affect the statewide economy in the next year or two. The options are broken down into two categories: cuts and taxes. He says the option with the largest impact by far is cutting the state workforce.
The reason those numbers are so big is because we're starting by removing jobs directly from the economy, and then you're losing more jobs because those people are spending less money by eating out, by conducting their daily businesses. In every other option, there are no direct job losses.
Ghatabi says the state would need to cut between 1,400 and 1,600 jobs from its workforce to reduce the state deficit by $100 million. Among the tax options, reductions to the permanent fund dividend carry the largest impact, particularly among lower-income households.
The PFD represents a larger share of a lower-income person than it does a higher-income person. And lower-income individuals, typically speaking, tend to spend more of their income, right? And so you're taking a larger chunk of those people's incomes, and they tend to spend a lot of it. And so you're basically affecting the economy quite a bit because you're taking more money out of the economy when you impose a PFD cut.
According to Ghatabi's estimates, every $100 million injected into the state economy by the PFD supports between 560 and 900 jobs. These projections were made prior to this year's PFD cut, but he says if the $666 million cut from this year's PFD were distributed, it could mean the equivalent of more than 3,600 jobs over the next year and a half. He says that could take the form of new jobs, more hours for existing employees, or increases in benefits. The exact economic impact of the PFD varies depending on how much of it is injected directly into Alaska's economy instead of online purchases or other spending outside the state. And Ghatabi says no matter which options are ultimately chosen to close Alaska's budget gap, the effects will be felt much differently depending on what part of the state you're in.
Some economies are very, very dependent on oil and gas jobs or state government jobs. And when you do that, you have very different multiplier effects, right? And so we have some communities whose whole economy rests on the health of state and local government, for example. And if those sectors were to take a big hit, then the retail sector would be much more affected than, for example, in Anchorage.
Ghatabi says weighing the pros and cons of cuts versus taxes and the impacts each will have on different regions should be considered as the state works to close its budget gap.
And that's probably more of a political question than an economics question.
Ghatabi stresses that this study only looks at the short-term impacts of the various scenarios before people and businesses have a chance to adapt to the new fiscal landscape. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.